Okay, tonight's Dar Halacha concerns Havdalah this Motzei Shabbos and Sunday night. So all the Inuyim, first of all, everyone should remember again, Shal Shudis, the Inuyim have to stop by Shkia on Motzei Shabbos, except for outward manifestations of Avelus you can't do on Shabbos. So they remain. So you'll stay with your shoes, and you'll be sitting on chairs, and you'll stay with your big day Shabbos, even after Shkia, up until the time that you keep normally Motzei Shabbos. And then you say, Baruch HaMavdul Ben Kodesh L'chol, and then you remove your shoes, and you should change out of your Shabbos Begodim, and you should stop sitting on chairs. That's Motzei Shabbos. You make a bracha on there. I'm not talking about how the shul will be in the bulletin, how we're going to work all these things. Now I'm talking about the halacha, the pure halacha. Motzei Shabbos, you do not make a bracha on besamim. You make a bracha on ner. The whole Motzei Shabbos up until Sunday morning, you make a bracha on ner. And even though there's a little confusion what the bir halacha means, but women, bottom line, can make a bracha on the ner also. If they're home, they should. They can and they should. Well, I don't know if they should, but they certainly can make a bracha on Borei Mori Ha'esh. There's rather an interesting Shar HaTzion in Tov Kuf Nun Vav in the context of making Havdalah, where he talks about Stam, Ein Lahariach Besomim B'Tishabav Mishum Tainug. The Taz holds, you shouldn't smell Besomim on Tishabav, because it's a Tainug and you should avoid Tainug on Tishabav. The Mogen Avram is Mashmur, it's only on Motzei Shabbos that it's Asur, because you're talking about a special Tainug of, making up for the Neshama Yaseira that is going away. But the Taz says, Bechlal, it's also to smell Besomim on Tisha B'Av because of the Tainug. Okay, so no Besomim, and you make a bracha on the Ner. The next night, Sunday night. So first of all, it might be important for the women to know and be reminded that you're allowed to drink water before Havdalah. So Mayim, they can drink before Havdalah. They don't have their Havdalah to drink water. If the husband's not coming home and they feel they have to, the bottom line is the woman should make Havdalah and she should drink from the Havdalah. That's all. Rather than eat without Havdalah. It's better she should make Havdalah and drink the wine. Okay, someone who's not fasting because they're ill has to make Havdalah. That's how we paskin. And again, and the Havdalah will be for everyone Sunday night. You don't say the psukim beforehand, which are psukei simcha. You don't say a ner because you made a bracha over the ner Motzei Shabbos. You're not smelling the besamim because that's a takana only to do on Motzei Shabbos. So you're just making a bur pri hagothen and a mavul ben kodesh l'chol. So everyone who's making Havdalah Sunday night can drink already wine. That's the maskana. That's the consensus of the paskin. That's not a problem. You drink the wine. Someone who's not fasting on Tisha B'Av because they're ill or for whatever reason, so they have to make Havdalah. And the problem is really wine. It's really inappropriate to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. So, and there's, I don't know, I just discussed it with another rabbi here in Ramat Beit Shemesh. There's no real Chamar Medina in Eretz Yisrael. It's very difficult to say that anything is Chamar Medina, except maybe Coca-Cola, which is mostly water. So, if you have to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, you should make on grape juice rather than wine. The best would be if you have a Tino, a Yelad there, an under bar mitzvah boy who's not fasting, and he'll drink the what?
If someone has to break the fast.
No, I'm talking about now on Tisha B'Av. When you're breaking the if someone has to eat on Tisha B'Av, they have to make Havdalah this year before they eat. And they should make on grape juice rather than wine. It would be best if they have a under bar mitzvah child there that they're making the bar priya gofen for, and that person will drink the wine. Because it's really inappropriate to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. So certainly grape juice, the best would be Chamar Medina, but as I say, it's very, very schwer. No real Chamar Medina. An under bar mitzvah child who's eating on Tisha B'Av does not make Havdalah. The consensus of the Paiskim is the Chayle who's eating on Tisha B'Av makes Havdalah. The under bar mitzvah child who's eating on Tisha B'Av does not make Havdalah. There's no inyan chinuch to be mechanachim to make Havdalah on Tisha B'Av before he eats. So that's the consensus of the Paiskim. Grada, if a Chayle is making Havdalah, he could be mitzi everybody who he wants to. That's fasting. And they could chaperein Havdalah. And so that's, it might be negea like a wife. If someone's making havdalah on Tisha B'Av, so women can hear the havdalah then, and this way they don't have to wait for their husbands to come home on Sunday night before you know eating. Okay, zehu. Sheyibona beis hamikdash meher v'yomenu v'sein chokena b'sar al-sechel.